Every time I put these on, I forget how I do it.
And we are, so the meeting will have about the same format as the last time, so same as much as searching over, I've just left the first few things out. I have mailed you the minutes of the last meeting, just to save time.
Okay, cool.
And is there any questions you have arise from last meeting that particularly bother you?
No, I don't think so.
No, okay, cool. Then we shall start with a presentation from Raj.
Yeah. Hi, me Raj again. In this meeting, I'm going to discuss what the trend was in. How this trend is going to affect our market potential and how important is this. So we have to look on this. First of all, methodology. The methodology to find out the trend was done in a way. We have done not only recent remote control market survey, but we also considered the latest fashion trends of the market, because we think that this is also a factor which will affect our sales and profit. So what are our findings? In our findings, we have seen that when we did our remote control market survey, we found that people do have preference for those fancy mobile remote controls which look and feel very good, rather than having a functional look and feel good. So this clearly indicates their preference for the design, their outlook of the remote controls. So we should consider this factor as the most important factor. Because this factor is twice as important, the second factor, which is further twice as important as the third factor. So this factor becomes the most important factor in designing our remote controls.
The last one is the most important one.
No, the first one.
Sorry.
The outlook of the mobile. It should have a fancy outlook.
Okay.
It's a fancy design.
Okay.
Rather than just having a functional look and feel good, it should have a fancy look and feel good. The second most important aspect is that remote control should be a technologically innovative. We must have some technological advancement in the remote control, that rather than just putting it as it is, as the other remote controls are. So it should be technologically innovative, like glow in the dark or speed recognition, something like that. That indicates our technological advancement. And the third most important aspect in this to take into consideration is that it should be easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it shouldn't be too much complicated, there shouldn't be too many buttons on this mobile remote control, it shouldn't be too complicated, and like this way. And it should be, and customers should be provided with manuals that is easy to understand in their local language, something, so that they would know how to use these remote controls. When we did our recent fashion update shows that.
Sorry, I was just reading fruit and vegetables. I don't know how we're going to incorporate that.
We have to, because you can see how people have related their clothes, shoes and furniture, everything with fruits and vegetables. So the world is now changing its trend towards organic.
Okay.
Becoming more and more organic. Becoming
a big sponge on it.
Yeah. So
that's very good.
So something like that we should do.
Okay.
And the feel of the material is expected to be spongy rather than just having a plastic look, hard look.
Well, that's good. That's what we
Yeah.
kind of
Yeah.
predicted.
So that they could play with it while handling it.
Okay.
So that could also be taken into
Okay.
consideration. So
Okay.
these are my views.
Okay, the spongy, not real spongy. You can.
It's
Do you
not.
think like rubber would be good, or does it really want to be like gel kind of
The rubber,
stuff?
which is good for health and which is quite disposable,
Okay,
that we can
quite
take into.
disposable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it shouldn't be have any harm to the environment also,
Oh,
because our
okay.
company is very well respected for taking all these concerns into consideration.
Uh-huh.
So we don't want to have any harm to the society.
Okay.
So.
Cool.
That's all.
Advantage. Well, there you go. That's what I think of when I think of
A remote
remote
control.
control.
Yeah.
Let's see the other
And
one.
were there any factors that weren't important in the survey that they said we don't want?
We
Or was it
didn't
just
find out any such points.
okay?
Yes, there could be, but we couldn't find out any.
Cool. What is it?
Function effort.
Yeah? Okay.
What is
Yeah, it's adjusting.
No signal. That undoing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and then F5, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the interface concept. Yeah, the interface specification, what people, how they interact with it, basically, I think. So the method we looked at existing designs, what's good about them, what's bad about them, looked at their flaws. I'm going to look at their flaws and everything, and what the survey told us and what we think would be good. So a bit of imagination. The findings, I've got some pictures to show you as
Watch
well.
this rocket
Yeah. Okay, so most remote controls use graphical interface where you have got buttons and you point it rather than having the output as a stream of text or something. And we also found that there's inconsistent layout which makes it confusing. So I think for our remote control, there is some inconsistency already in existing in between remote controls, but I think the standard kind of shape and play and those kind of buttons like the top right for on and off or something. I think people find that important because then it's easy to use. And we've got some pictures of some new remote controls to show you. Do I press escape F5? Or
No,
just
just escape.
escape? Okay. Oh, I still haven't got my glasses on. Yeah, okay. So these are some of the pictures of existing ones. I'll just talk you through them. This one is voice recognition, and that's the kind of idea we're going for. There's an LCD thing which we thought could, I thought could get a bit confusing and a bit expensive as well for us. This one is got a kind of scroll like a mouse, which,
The middle button.
yeah. And but I'm not exactly sure how you'd use that. Like,
It's
would
kind of
the
like scroll.
computer come?
If I'm thinking of the right one, I've got the same thing in front of my monitor. You scroll it, and then when you reach the sort of menu item that you require, you press the
Ah,
middle
that's
of the
like the
scroll.
LCD one, is
Right,
it?
okay.
But the one below that has got like a little scroll function on the side, but I presume that the functions must come up on the TV screen.
Yeah,
I think that's
probably.
what that is. So these are just a few ideas. Again, that's just quite boring shape, grey. It looks quite space agey, but too many buttons, I think, on that
Looks
one.
like it looks like something out of
Yeah,
Jaws.
it does look kind of dangerous.
Looks like it.
This one I thought was really cool. It's got the programmability function that we talked about. You can put it in there. It's for your kids, and it's quite an organic shape, and the little circle around there is pretty cool. and that's really easy to use, bright. So I like this one a lot for our design. I think something like that would be good.
Yeah,
of course, yellow.
I mean, one thing I think about these ones is these secured areas. I've seen a lot of them with the cover missing.
Right.
So
yeah.
Like have it hinged. Sort of
yeah, that's true. Yeah. So maybe that could be built into one of the things and it comes up on the TV or something. And this one, the oversized one. I don't know about you, but I think it's a bit too gimmicky. I don't think
yeah.
that will
I mean,
sell
that
very
sort
well.
Is that the blind or something, isn't it?
I guess so. I don't know. I think
so
that's a bit...
The blind don't watch TV.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't.
Yeah. And this one is just pointing out... I like some of these things, the raised symbols and everything, but it's pointing out that this one, the volume, it is kind of pressing down, but it would actually go up because
right,
of the shape.
Okay.
So that could that's a bit confusing. But the buttons on this, I think, are it's just showing you how you can have different buttons. They don't have to be all the same. So that's quite cool.
People tend to recognise certain shapes to do certain things.
Anyway. Yeah, exactly. F5. So there are some of the findings. So we need to combine those ones. And I've just got an email from our technical department saying that they have broken through with some new speech recognition software that you can program in. Yeah, it is, just in time, very handy. So I think maybe incorporating that in our design would be good, is you program it, like you say, record, and then play, and then record, playing machine and stuff like that. So that's, and it's much, yeah. So that's quite cool. Personal preferences, just some imagination. The raised symbols I thought were good. The LCD, it does look smart, but I think maybe for our budget, do you think that would be a bit too expensive to have the?
The LCD.
Yeah.
And the other stuff.
And the speech recognition, because I think we're definitely going for the speech recognition, are we?
But in our market survey, we have seen that people are willing to pay more. But
uh-huh.
they want the quality, they want the fancy look, they want some new design, something new.
Uh-huh. But
yeah.
our budget,
so
yeah.
we've,
yeah.
yeah.
So even if we increase our cost a little bit, within some limits, and we give something new, technological advancement, as well as new design with fancy outlook.
Uh-huh.
I think we'll meet the requirements and we will be able to have a good sales.
Okay.
In the market.
I'm not sure if 25 euros, 12 euros 50
yeah.
manufacturing cost. I think that might.
I can't see. Although I mean,
the LCD.
To me, sure, they have got. I mean, they are going crazy with the LCD technology now. So that you've got your LCD TVs and everything. So maybe the small.
Yeah.
But I mean, like I the black and white. I guess it just doesn't look funky enough.
No.
But I mean, like even mobile phones or whatever have now have colour LCD screens.
Yeah.
So I mean, I wouldn't know about the costs of them.
Uh-huh.
But price notwithstanding, is it too complicated? Is it going to be too much just overload?
Yeah, that's the thing because
it will be easy because there will be on LCD screen there will be different icons. They can just click okay whatever they want.
When you use remote control, you never look at it, right?
Yeah.
You're looking at the
yeah.
TV.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
And it's, it just seems kind of like a...
And one of the survey findings was that they want it easy to use, so I think, I'm not sure about the LCD. It's great, it's a good idea, but for our budget and for the thing we're trying to go for, easy to use, it's not the thing we should go for, I think. Child-friendly, I thought this was good. As you pointed out, the bit... It often goes missing, especially with children. But it's a good shape, and the organic is kind of, we could make a vegetable-y kind of round shape, I think.
So
I know, carrot.
since we're going for the sort of company of colours, I think your lemon wasn't good for
yeah.
well,
if it doesn't work, you know.
But we don't want it to be,
lemon.
Yeah. the child-friendly, yeah, easy to use. It seems quite easy to use. I like the different shapes of the buttons and
yeah.
stuff. I think that's
I like,
a good idea
I like
to go
the colourful
for.
Buttons.
Yeah, and the mouse one, I thought it was a good idea because people use my mouses now with the scrolling thing.
I mean, we are marketing to sort of 35 to 35, so most people will have come in contact with us.
Yeah.
Kind of use.
So they'd be able to use that. As I said, I think I presume it would come up on the screen.
Yeah.
So there
and
you
that
go.
Means, that means you get to bump that bit to the TV makers.
Yeah. So that's the user interface design. Okay, I'll take this out now then.
So, I guess there are a lot of options that we're going to have to choose from among.
Yeah,
and
looks like it.
I'll give you the I guess technical considerations for those. One of these whiteboards is making this thing.
Yeah, I was just thinking this afternoon.
Right, so, why do you do this? Is we're going to take a look at some old remote controls, see how they work. We use the vital kind of essential pieces of it, and then we'll throw in our new innovations and keep it all in the budget. So, looking inside of a very simple remote control, this is what they sent me. Okay, here's a competition, I suppose. You open it up, there's a circuit board inside, and there's a chip processor, the TA11835, which receives input from the buttons.
So this is a standard off-the-shelf kind of a chip, is it?
Right, it's very cheap amount. This remote costs nothing. Yeah. So that takes the signals from the buttons and translates it into a sequence of pulses that it then sends to the amplifier. The LED light, which I can kind of see that little red light bulb
mm-hmm.
at the end.
Okay.
And that sends out the infrared light signal to the television appears. So this is kind of the bare essentials that we need to have in our remote control, because it defines the
So can we make them to pretty much any size we like, or is there a minimum?
No, I mean, this is a very old one, so now the new technology, this is a minimum. Small and cheap,
almost a key ring.
Right. So this is what we need to have for certain. So as I said, we got the outer casing, which we have to decide, you know, what's it going to be. The board, we have to use basically the same setup. Processor, we'll probably use a more advanced processor than I had. Amplifier and transmitter are all standard. So for the casing, this is an email I got. You know, we have a bunch of options from wood, titanium, rubber, plastic, whatnot. Latex, double curve. So, lots of choices, what do you think? Sponge, I guess, is on there. Right?
Well, I mean,
I'm not sure about sponge.
It has a kind of spongy feel to it, doesn't it?
It's very elasticy for sure.
Yeah.
And that would also give it kind of durability.
Yeah.
It's also sort of relatively cheap to cast.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe sort of plastic, initial plastic with a latex kind of sheath.
Okay, so I hear plastic, latex.
I like the rubber, the stress balls, I think, you know, that could be a bit of a gimmick, like it's good to hold and.
So something with give to.
Yeah. And that might be quite durable and easy to chuck around.
Probably it's yellow, right?
Yeah.
Or at least
yellow incorporated, yeah.
I mean, if we're going to sort of, I don't know, other.
I think.
Silver kind of other parts are right.
Yeah, the buttons, like, because there's going to be the cover, the rubber or the plastic. Casing and then the buttons, probably two different colors. Or if we're having buttons, actually.
So yellow, body, and then what color for the buttons?
I'd quite like the multicolored buttons.
Yeah.
So multicolored buttons.
You do have ones like playing, could be green or on and off as red and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, limit
makes it easy to use.
The color so that it doesn't look too childish.
Yeah, that's true, because that blue one did look
quite
childish.
Although, I mean, it also comes to shape as well. I mean, if we are going to make it a double, I mean, double curve stuff is good to me. If we're talking about it, so we are going to make it easy to use.
Yeah.
It would be comfier, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so the shape, we want to go how exactly, maybe?
Like an hourglass kind of figure, is that what you're thinking of? Or
that's sort of comfortable to hold, easy to hold, so you don't...
It's not...
It.
Yeah. Yeah. We could make novelty remote controls.
Well, yeah, I mean, like...
I get the banana-shaped remote control, because it's yellow.
Yeah. And a lemon might be...
But then how would you point it? How would you point it? What?
It doesn't matter which end.
I appreciate this idea, because then this will help us in our advertisement also, and we can relate it with fruits and vegetables, the people's choices, and whatever data shows that.
sure about the banana idea.
So it's spongy.
Rubber banana.
I mean,
okay.
That seems a bit, again, childish.
Yeah, I think maybe just draw on the kind of fruit and vegetable shape. And what else did you say about fashions? What was trendy?
The fashion trend shows that fruits and vegetables, like people know.
And spongy, yeah.
Identify all fruit and vegetable.
Yeah.
So it has a stem, perhaps.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe a scent.
Like, what's that? I don't even know the name of it. Some kind of, you know, where it's like, looks like a little snowman kind of thing. I don't know the name of that.
So like this kind of?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like
maybe that's what they are.
Because
that, you can hold it in, like, the bottom bit, and...
And it has a clear top and bottom.
Yeah.
So you can say, you know, transmit the center. I don't know why the hell
not.
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I guess it's kind of, you don't necessarily have to have it sort of clearly identified as a fruit.
No.
Just have that kind of fruitish shape.
Yeah.
Then only we can relate it.
Yeah, we can relate it by advertising.
Yeah,
more.
Exactly.
So double curved, single curved, everything.
Yeah.
Well, we can do something, we can design 2-3 shapes and we can have a public survey. Let the public choose what they want.
That's a good plan, that's a good idea.
Okay.
I guess since you're the marketing guy.
Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to do that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And buttons, did we say different shapes of buttons?
I mean, for the specific functions, you know, up and down, placed off. They've got standard sort of intuitive sort of things that are always used.
And yeah.
That's cool. I like it.
For the scroll wheel or no?
Yeah, what about the scroll wheel and speech recognition?
Speech recognition, I think. So we need a microphone, presumably.
Put the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a microphone.
Yeah. Are we sure that scroll wheel does give ease of use?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, those ideas I saw were just for inspiration, I think. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I couldn't...
Do some user tests with scroll
wheel. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think if this new software for the sort of recognition is then keep in microphone.
So should microphone be just anywhere on it?
I would put it sort of sub-centrally, so it's... Yeah.
Yeah.
So it can be sort of held down. Well, really going to need to hold it if it's going to be voice recognition.
So let's not use the whiteboard anymore.
Yeah.
And so what else was that? What about the glow in the dark thing, the strip around it? Are we just gonna leave that?
I still like it.
You still like it?
But that's me.
Because we've got the technological innovation with the speech recognition
Yeah, some of
system.
it's just going a bit too far. I mean, we are pushing it probably
Because
with funny
it
finger
could,
shapes.
yeah.
Don't want to sort of
Especially
overkill.
with yellow. I don't know.
Because I mean, like, if we're, I mean, how good is the speech recognition thing? Do we want to go for buttons at all? Do we want to just have a device that maybe sits and pretends it's a fruit?
Oh, yeah.
That you put in the fruit bowl.
Yeah,
Yeah, you know, and then
they
you
can
just
work
like,
from
I
a,
mean,
you don't
like,
have to hold
everybody's got a fruit bowl in front of a telly.
It could even encourage healthier habits for television watchers.
Yeah.
Make them think of fruit, yeah.
Yeah.
Just make sure they don't eat the remote.
I mean,
Yeah, do we need buttons?
like think of a fruit that could sit sort of independently on its own, like I don't know, an apple. It's just apples, so yeah, apples
I quite like the shape, I quite like the design of that because that could sit on its own and
Yeah,
it's
that
quite
could
got
be
quite a
it.
sturdy base.
Pretty good.
And as we say, we don't want to be too ridiculous with the fruit things, you know.
Yes, correct.
But yeah, about the speech thing, it doesn't have to be handheld, of course, they can set a distance.
Yeah, so I mean, like, you could actually. Yeah, it gives
Or
you the option.
we can do one thing. We can just have a remote control and casings of different shapes, different fruit shapes, in such a way that any casing can be could be fit into this mobile journal piece. So whatever people want, like if somebody want it in banana shape, we will put that casing onto that mobile phone.
So a
Okay, it will
selection
look
case of
yeah.
Yeah, because you said about disposable,
successful
didn't you?
marketing.
Sorry?
You said about disposable earlier, people want disposable things, so we could do
Like
that, like
if
have a
this
choice.
isn't like if this isn't mobile phone, we will design casing in such a way like half of we need not to have a full cover.
Yeah.
We will just have a half of cover, okay? If
Like a
somebody
mug.
wants it
Yeah.
in banana shape, we will fit banana shape casing onto that. So it will give a banana shape look. If somebody want it in apple shape, we will design that. We will put apple shape casing on that. It will give apple shape look.
Okay.
So in that way, you can have any means whatever you want.
Okay. We
Without,
still
yeah.
need the buttons in the same places though,
Yeah, button
don't
will
we?
be
You
on
can
the upper
sweetness
side.
those. I mean.
Buttons will be on the upper
Oh,
side.
that's the other
Yeah.
side. Oh,
Buttons
okay.
will be on the upper side, lower side we will just put the casing. So half of that will be
Oh, half a fruit.
yeah,
Oh,
not the upper
okay.
side. So from lower you can, means while you are holding from this side, you can have banana look or apple look,
Okay,
whatever.
okay.
So in that way, we need not to have different shape mobiles, everything. We will just design casings, fruit shape.
Okay.
I think if you're gonna have a fascia, then you'd want to have it so that it does go over the buttons. Because I mean, if you think about it, if they're wanting it because they want to look at it, if they're using it, and what they want to look at is facing away from them, it doesn't really, you know, because that'd be in the palm of their hand, you wouldn't be able to see it.
Yeah.
Unless you have sort of, you've got the buttons option on one side, and you've got the fascia on the other side with the microphone, so that you can place it face down, and you've got the fascia, and you can just talk at the.
Okay, so
So you've narrowed it down to half a dozen options.
Yeah, so I guess we decide on the material, right? So that's spongy, latex, rubber,
Yeah.
everything. And the colors we got down.
Yeah.
The shape, maybe we'll just make it kind of mix and match type of shape or.
Well, because I'm not sure if we should go so far on the whole fruit thing because I think we should maybe just take the inspiration from the fruit and
Okay, so
because
we stick with what we've got there.
would yeah, I think we're trying to get to 25, 35-year-olds want it quite trendy as well. They said they wanted something that looks fancy, and I think maybe fruit could be a bit of a too much of a gimmick, but something ergonomically shaped and organic, like good to hold, based on fruits and natural things like that.
Okay.
Because already we're going a bit gaudy with the yellow, you know? I mean, we could make it a nice pale yellow,
Well, it's kind of got to be our company, so.
Okay.
So again, I mean, like, we could have, I mean, we could quite easily have the main body be a different
Yeah, maybe we could
color,
have that
have
pale yellow and then an outside bit bright yellow with, you said, the logo, the slogan.
And then going around, yeah.
Because.
I mean, even if, I mean, not necessarily that the whole body has to be of the company colors, so,
Yeah.
you know, blue and yellow tend to go well together, so you have the main body blue with the yellow logo and slogan running
Yeah.
up one side of it, kind
Yeah.
of thing.
As for the energy source, you know, almost every remote control uses just batteries, but we don't have to be limited by that. We can use a hand dynamo. I don't know if that means we crank it.
I think it's basically, the more you move it, it's got a wee thing inside that just kind of
So those watches that you
Yeah.
So this
Oh,
might be an idea for
a
something
dynamo?
that people really want to grab
Yeah,
and shake it if it's
Yeah. Yeah, like with those watches that you kind
Yeah.
of twist, yeah.
So
That's
if
quite
it's not
cool.
working, I guess people's natural reaction anyways to
Yeah.
just shake the thing.
Yeah, it
But
is,
do you
yeah.
think that it will be a good idea to use dynamo? These type of cells, because then people have to, like, if this sun is out,
It does leave them with an
but
obligation to,
yeah, to
especially if they want to use it
yeah.
Specifically as voice activated.
Yeah,
Then
because
yeah, and they have to pick it up and then activate it,
Yeah.
and then, yeah.
Okay,
That's
okay.
true.
Right, what are the other options?
There's solar power.
Solar power will also not be a good idea because then they have to keep their mobiles outside.
Yeah.
And solar energy and the days when there is no solar sunlight.
I'm with Raj on that, I think.
So
yeah.
probably just
But
I've got north facing house, it's not very
yeah.
sunlight.
I think
like
also
just
the
normal
rechargeable
That's
battery
true.
will be a good idea. They can
I mean
they can recharge
that
it.
idea that I thought just on the basis of like ridding them of batteries and then that kind of bother
And we're
is
very
having
environmentally friendly company, aren't
having
we,
a
so
rechargeable stand. So
Yeah.
that not only it doubles
Yeah.
as a stand but for using it as recharging it but also for using it
Yeah.
as sound recognition.
Like a hand, like one of those portable phones
Yeah,
kind of
yeah,
thing.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So a rechargeable battery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The user interface, the buttons. I guess we talked about this one.
What's a chip on print? What's
The electronics, basically the more features we add, so the more features we add, the fancier chips we need to buy and put in, which adds to the cost, as you can expect. But I think we can keep it all under budget. So yeah, so the speech thing that you said, our research and development department came up with some breakthrough. So
just in time.
We're just having buttons around the speech, then we're getting our cheapest option of chipping.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
keep the LCD screen out.
We're kind of I've just tweaked that whole thing. We're kind of running out of time, so was that you? That was your bits covered. I just
oh yeah, that was
just accidentally deleted what I was supposed to say next.
So
yeah.
Control that thing.
Yeah, mine seems to have turned off. I can't do anything. No. It's on, but there's nothing.
Okay. Now, what
open
we have our next meeting in half an hour, and what I would like you guys to do is work on giving me a model in Clay. Oh,
I get
to
do it.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, luckily we chose a nice simple shape.
Yeah.
And further instructions will be sent by your personal conscience.
Okay.
That's good.
Save everything to the shared documents.
Oh yeah, I hope
yeah.
I can recover this because I've accidentally deleted it, which doesn't really help me much.
I think I've saved mine already.
Yeah, can you save that? Send that last one again, please, Raj, as I still can't find it on the
It was under different name, I will show you in shared document.
Okay.
You didn't get that?
No.
I can send it.
Okay, okay.
I will put it in shared documents, again.
Yeah, project document.
Project document, sorry, I put it in the shared documents.
Alright, that it goes there automatically if you put it in project documents. Project documents is on the desktop.
Right. But I can't open that because it asks for some username or password.
Alright, I think, hold on.
So what are we doing? We don't really have to change anything.
Yeah, I don't
oh,
have,
I hope so.
It just came up on my agenda.
Okay.
Presumably it's Clay somewhere.
You know, I work with Clay.
I do, yeah. That'd be quite cool. Oh, we forgot to talk about the weight.
Yeah, that's
whoops,
the
weight. Light,
like
light,
the
please.
Of
light, okay, light. And we're pioneers in the space age materials.
Yeah,
we like light.
And we're using the sort of basic chipset, so. It's all good.
Are we done with our meeting?
I think we're almost done, yeah.
We have to keep your pen separate because I will do the thing.
Oh, oops. Sorry then. Okay, still didn't manage to get down all the last bits, so we're going to go and. Okay, so we cannot run this. Okay, supplements. See?
Cool.
Wow.
Fun.
I should have got something like that. See, I knew that I should have. So. Engineered it so we ended up making a difficult shape. Super creepy.
Yeah.
Bananas
Star
easy
fruit.
To make them. Just roll it up.
I wonder if they made like literally make it sort of buttons
sure.
And everything.
Buttons are easy.
No.
Sure.
Oh yeah, we can do buttons.
Just make them separately and place them on.
No, I think that's just our discussion over unless anybody's got questions. Confusions, because I'm confused.
Don't we usually get a questionnaire?
Okay.
I guess not.
That's good. We'll probably get a question in a minute. It's